Well, this is Ryan Fried, and joining us today on Kinship Radio is our brand new operations manager, Eric Johnson. Eric is not only stepping into the role of keeping our station running smoothly behind the scenes, he's also going to be on the airwaves on the weekend some. So, Eric, welcome to Kinship Radio.
If it doesn't work smoothly, do I get the blame then also? Is that what you're saying, Ryan?
I mean,
that's a heavy load right there.
Oh no, we have complete trust that it's gonna be smooth, Eric.
Thank you, I appreciate that. But yes, that's what I'll be doing to the best of my abilities, and really looking forward to getting back on the air. It's been a few months since I've been on the air at a station. This is exciting to me. I'm really looking forward to Sunday.
That's awesome. I am too, Eric. Let's start with a quick question here. Who are you and why?
My name is Eric Johnson. I am a follower of Jesus. I am a husband of a wonderful wife, and I am the father of seven. How's that?
That's awesome. I think it's kind of fun that I'm also a father of seven.
Yes.
A lot of what you said there applies to me too. That's great.
We mirror a lot of things. We went to the same school.
Yeah.
We both have seven kids. I once had a big white van. You now currently have a big white van. So yeah,
right.
We have a lot of things. And your big white van has a big dent in it, and so did mine.
Now, here's the question. Did one of your kids put that big dent in it?
They've put dents in cars, but that one was all me.
That one's all you. That's great. You've told us a little bit about your background, but what brought you to radio, and how did you end up at Kinship?
Oh, that's a long story. But let me just say, I love Christian radio. I have for years. I started loving radio, and I've grown to love Christian radio and the power that it has for such a time as this, really. I was just reading that story to my kids the other day. And those words are so powerful and so true. How many years, you know, thousands of years later, for such a time as this, Christian radio has a voice, and is its purpose is greater than ever. And I look forward every day to doing what I do, because I know that it reaches somebody. And I'm convinced that from that first message, when 3,000 people came to know Christ as their savior back in the New Testament, I'm convinced that every day since then, someone has accepted Jesus as their savior day after day after day after day after day. And I believe Christian radio has a purpose. And part of that is adding to the kingdom day after day after day. Someone is handing their life over to Jesus and saying, this is yours now, because I can't do this on my own. And so that is the thrill that I have to be in Christian radio. And you know what? The story about, I'll have to tell you another time of how I, why I got into radio. But for now, I can say that it has been my desire since I was about 16 years old to be on the radio. And the Lord has fulfilled my dreams, which is just an absolute joy.
So what does your role as operations manager entail? And what are you most excited about as you step into this position?
I don't know. I have no, I just, Beth says, could you make sure that happens? And I'll go, I'll do my best.
Yeah.
But no, as operations director, I'm making sure that, for both stations, actually, that there are logs up and ready. And so that when you expect a program or a song to be there, it'll be there. That's my job. And making sure that the programs are new each and every day, and making sure that, that you have the opportunity, Ryan, to be on the air every morning. So if there's no log there, it doesn't work real well. So that's what I do. That's part of what I do. And then there'll be more duties coming, I'm sure, but I'm just kind of figuring out the system right now. And that's what I'm up to right now, is making sure that everything is prepared for the day in front of us.
Yeah, those days when there's no log there, those are exciting days. Lots of phone calls, lots of running around.
I've had those days before, and they don't go as you want them to.
So you are going to be on the air on the weekends. Could you share when listeners can expect to hear you and what they may expect to hear?
Yeah. So from 6 to 9, I will be playing a lot of great music. This first week, I've kind of prepared it already. And I said, you know what? I want people to get to know who I am. So these are a few of my favorite things, including Stephen Curtis Chapman and Brandon Lake and Sanctus Real and Crowder. So you're going to hear some of my favorite songs as we work through Sunday morning. You're also going to hear, and this is the teaser, what has become my favorite passage of scripture. It is in the New Testament, but that's all I'll give you. And it is, what, 6 verses of scripture that just blow me away. So we're going to hear that on Sunday also.
And that's Sunday from 6 to 9.
Correct.
Yeah, awesome. Outside of radio, what's something listeners might be surprised to know about you?
Well, we already did the 7 kids thing. That shocked some people. I used to be crazy about sports, but I'm not anymore, but I still have my allegiance, and that's with the Boston Red Sox. So that's one thing, and it comes naturally. I grew up in that. My dad used to work across the street from Fenway Park, and so he got tickets, and we went to almost every game. So that was kind of why I'm a Red Sox fan. So people may be disgusted by that. I don't know what, I come by it honestly, let's put it that way, because of my upbringing and where I was. I lived in quite a few different places in my lifetime, but Boston was where I was at when I was like 5, 6, 7, something like that. So whatever happened there is really ingrained in me. And so that's why I'm a Red Sox fan. So how's that?
Long-term loyalty is commendable. I mean,
good.
I still hang on to some of my Ohio teams, and though I will root for like Vikings and Twins if they're not playing those Ohio teams.
Yes. The other thing I would say to that question, now that I've rambled for a while, the one thing I would say is the one thing, you know, we went to school the same place. I sat in a lot of classes. I learned a few things, but the one thing I remember was from one of the professors that I had, and he talked about routine faithfulness. And that's kind of been my overarching theme of my life and my work life, to be faithful with what the Lord has placed in my hand, to routinely get up in the morning when you're asked to get up at 3:30 in the morning, to routinely do your job as the best of your ability, to routinely serve your family. Routine faithfulness is kind of that overarching theme. So if you want to know something about me, that's kind of who I am and how I like to live my life.
Once again, we're speaking with Eric Johnson. He's our new operations manager here at Kinship Radio, and you can hear him on Sunday mornings from 6 to 9. Eric, welcome to Kinship Radio.
Well, thank you. It is a privilege, and it really is an honor to serve the listeners, and I'm really looking forward to Sunday morning.